Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery, the podcast where we talk about music, the occult, and just day-to-day life. I am your host, Andrew Mikhail, and welcome to the 6M Podcast. And we're back. Thank you for tuning in to episode 39 of the podcast. Today, I am joined by none other than for a triumphant return of the most highly anticipated of the long-standing champion of the podcast and the lizard.
So many titles, undeserved.
This is part 15 of the Lizard and the Wizard special 15. Quarantine saga, where we started early in March, which was a bi-weekly extravaganza. Then we turned it to, I think, a bi-weekly still. And then we took a little break due to some unforeseen circumstances last week with my friend and bandmate is passing. And now we're back after election day.
Ooh.
And yeah, I know you wanted to have an election episode, but obviously this isn't going to be it. But
Election episode.
How bummed are you that we didn't do that?
Are you talking to me or the people?
You.
Oh. Not that bummed, because what the fuck would I say? I don't know. Fell asleep on an election night because that shit took too long, and we still don't know how many days later.
Yeah, it's not going to be...
So that would have been, like, the most boring episode ever.
Oh, well, you fell asleep, so you missed the announcement.
There was no announcement, because no one fucking won.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
My mouth is on fire right now. I'm the president-elect.
Bro.
I don't know if you heard.
You're the president-elect, and I fucking am a fucking queen of wherever. No.
Don't be ridiculous.
All
of the media agrees that I am the president-erect.
The media can eat my ass.
That's my job.
I mean, yeah, but it's not that bad of a job, so I guess I should give them a worse punishment.
You know what I had stuck in my head pretty much all of election day?
I'm savage. That fucking song.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was that. Or there's some hoes in this house.
That too, but
or just kidding.
Lonely Island was like, every Mother's Day needs a Mother's Night.
Yeah,
if doing it is wrong, I don't want to be good. Right. So all of election day in my head, I was like, every election day needs election night.
Oh, that's good. We should watch that.
If voting is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
See, the Lonely Island's good.
In a threesome, you can't say that.
It's not gay when it's in a threesome. When there's honey in the middle.
Oh, you ruined that one.
Yeah.
It's not gay when it's in a threesome.
That's what I just fucking said.
You said threesome.
Oh.
Mm. You lose.
I like their windbreakers in the video.
Speaking,
my mouth is on fire. I ate jalapeno chips.
Suffer. Speaking of windbreakers, we took some time last week and we went to your mom's house and we watched some family videos. We're not going too in depth on that, but we noticed in some of those videos, obviously from the 90s, that everybody was wearing like very vibrant colors.
Oh, yeah.
Vibrant windbreakers and fanny packs and pastel shorts. And not only being in this current hellscape that we live in, was that a nice escape to be like, oh, wow, I remember those days. But I actually got some of those cool, cool threads.
Yeah, it's nice because you're like similar size to my dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got like some fucking... And he only bought like... He bought very minimal clothes, but it was always like quality shit. And he fucking wore that shit for like 30 years and it's still in perfect condition.
Yeah. And so everybody's clear. At first, I was apprehensive. I don't know about wearing...
It's nice.
It's, you know.
The fact that I see one of my dad's coats hanging on our coat rack now is like nice to me. That it, like, you'll use it. As opposed to it goes to Goodwill or something.
Yeah. Which I would still buy from Goodwill.
I know. I just like that I know it.
But you can't buy anything from Goodwill because of the shutdown.
I mean, I think you can. But
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We just side swiped that and you just got it from the source.
That's true.
And it doesn't smell like Goodwill. So that's always nice.
That's another plus.
Goodwill smells like Bounty dryer sheets mixed with Lysol.
No.
What is it?
I would say Goodwill smells like old furniture.
No.
Like musty furniture. Because I used to, for high school, I had to work at a thrift store for like senior year, like some sort of, because at my high school, I don't know about you, we had to do some sort of like community service.
I was exempt because I was in the music academy, which meant that I just left school early every day to pursue my creativity. It would have been nice for you.
Well, I was in the workers program as well. So I would leave school to go work. And that's when I worked for the Illinois Highways Division.
I wasn't in a workers program. They just let me go so I could go home.
Well, for my school, they gave people an option to take either the class where you learn how to live as an adult.
The hell is that?
I don't know what it's called.
Dude, we went to school in the same district. We had nothing of the same experience.
I don't think we were in the same district.
We are in the same school district. Yes.
What's your district?
U46.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, because didn't Schomburg have an academy? Mathematics or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was the same district.
No, we were 211.
I don't fucking know.
Dork. Anyways, so we had the option to bail out of, I think it was maybe economics or something like that.
I never took that shit.
And your option was like you could work for half of the quarter or whatever, half of the year. And I chose that. But at the same time, you had to do your community service. So I would work at a thrift store for once or twice a week. And I think it was for free. I don't remember. Probably.
Sounds terrible.
But the cool part about that was I got first dibs on anything that came in. But being that I was a broke high schooler, I really couldn't pay for much. But there was a lot of cool records that I got to snag for free. And the main gist of the story was that everything smelled like old carpet or old furniture, including myself. And like every day I would come home from my community service and I would smell like...
You like absorbed that?
Yeah.
I think it's more than just old shit. Like they use some sort of a scent in there. I can sense it's like in the vents they put some sort of fucking off-brand dryer sheets or some shit.
I think it's just right. Like the carpeting in the actual stores.
There ain't no carpet in there. It's tile.
In Goodwill?
Yeah. It's always tile floors. Pay attention.
Goodwill's different than Salvation Army.
Bro, Goodwill is always a tile floor. I promise you.
I don't know. A lot of those clothes came in that way, though, is what I was trying to say.
That they couldn't have.
Yeah.
That scent is like just specific to Goodwill, I thought. I don't know. Well, at least you got hand-me-down clothes that don't smell like that, that are pretty good.
The best part was checking the pockets.
What was in there?
Cash sometimes.
Oh, I thought you meant in my dad's stuff you got.
No.
In one of his jackets, you literally look like fucking like someone out of a John Hughes movie.
Well, that's the reason.
It's so good. It's like navy blue, like canvas winter jacket with like plaid gray and navy, like flannel on the inside.
Well, it's a Eddie Bauer jacket.
Yeah, it's like such like a classic Midwestern winter jacket.
Which I think I need to bring back.
I mean, it looked really good on you, actually.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
you also got a. Just can I say it?
What?
I don't know how to fucking say it normally. A jiggery Jew. Shit.
A didgeridoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that from your dad. Yeah. I think it's mainly for you, but.
Well, I mean, my mom didn't give it to me, and she actually refused to give it to me, so, yeah.
You blow a lot of hot air anyways. That'll be all you.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didgeridoo. Or as your dad would say.
Jiggery-jew.
Jiggery-jew, yeah.
It's from R.I.P. Australia or New Zealand or some shit.
I think your mom said it was from Australia.
Australia,
cunt.
Australia.
Shout out to Australia. But I think I mainly got into the spirit of those jackets by the fact that we watched those home videos and I was like, wow, look at that fashion. And then I was like, what's going to come back? I mean, everybody already dresses by decades and I don't think 90s is going to come feel like back.
The 90s had a resurgence, but no one did it well. Yeah. It was like this, like the fucking like slutty, like crop tops and chokers and like nothing good.
And flannels are just a normal thing for everybody. So
yeah. Like, they need to bring it. It was like they tried to bring back like grunge, but that's like all mixed with like they brought back like slut grunge.
Slut grunge.
Nothing else. Like they didn't bring back like the fucking coziness of the fucking 90s. Let's look at some Uncle Buck here. Come on.
There's some, you know, there's some bands that kind of have that style, but like sometimes it's painful to look at because you could tell like how.
Well, there's a thing where like you can wear it and love it and it's good and like, but then people make it like a thing.
Like their identity.
Yeah. See, I think that's weird.
Yeah. It's like you can look a different way and then also like listen to different kind of music or like have different political beliefs.
And it's funny when people like that. When people like us like see through that, we're like, oh, you're just trying too hard. Like, why don't you just wear this because like literally it's warm and nice and like made well and will last you forever. Like, where's that?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit what you like? Honestly, well, like, who cares what you look like 90% of the time?
It's because for a lot of people, fashion is a statement of them as a person. But I think it should just be like accentuating different aspects of you.
I completely agree with that.
You know, like, I love wearing a suit, but you obviously don't see metalers going out to shows in a suit or anything like that. And vice versa. When I'm in like a professional environment, I like to kind of look metal or gothish. And I just feel like it's just an accent. Because once people talk to me in like a business setting or a formal setting, they realize I'm kind of like a brawler. You know what I mean? Like just kind of rough around the edges metal guy and vice versa. When I'm in the metal world, I'm more professional and formal. So I really don't think that identifying your whole entire being with your clothes that you found at Goodwill would be a good choice. But hey, who am I to say? But we did Speaking of John Hughes, we revisited Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. That was so good.
And
I forgot.
They don't make movies like that either, huh?
No. 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 Not at all. We need to watch that other one. What did I say with fucking with the guy from Family Guy? What is it?
Family Guy.
Yeah. Remember I said there was God damn it, what's the movie called? The guy from Family Guy. What's his name?
Seth MacFarlane?
No, the dad. Not Family Guy. God damn it. All in the Family.
All in the Family.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, we got to watch that movie.
Well, we do have to watch because at the time of this recording, it is 11:17. And Thanksgiving's coming up. We have to watch
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I got you into that, right? You never saw it before.
No, I had seen that before.
Oh, yeah.
But you made it a tradition.
A Thanksgiving tradition. And what is our Christmas tradition?
I
got Johnny a Turbo Man months ago.
Oh, yes. It's
nestled
and now also Little Women.
Get the fuck out of here. We just saw Little Women.
You can't talk shit anymore.
We'll watch the new version.
Trash. Blasphemy.
We'll watch
shame. No. Fuck no. Never watching that fucking Greta Gerwig piece of fucking shit again.
Yeah, agreed.
You never even saw it.
Just the fact that she's attached to it, I don't want to watch it. So Thanksgiving is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and then Christmas is Jingle All the Way
and Little Women. And Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation, because yes,
that's a tall order.
Oh my God, we always watch that shit. We're on the threshold of hell. The fact that he says that in a Christmas movie, you have to watch it.
What's the
what?
I don't know if we can watch that because Elaine's in it.
Elaine Lalane.
We're boycotting.
Remember Jack Lalane's power juicer? You know his wife's name was Elaine Lalane.
I did not know that.
Really? If we watch the fucking infomercials, his power juicer, Jack Lalane, he introduces his wife. This is my wife, Elaine Lalane. Could you imagine?
She's a deep state plant.
Could you imagine if that was your fucking name?
Julia Guglia.
Speaking
of infomercials.
What?
One of our favorite, I guess, recent, I don't know what you would call it, a recent habit of ours is we stopped watching mainstream news media, and we have adopted watching networks like OAN and Newsmax. Even though, let's be real, don't believe everything you
see. It's all shit.
But we're cutting through a little bit of the noise.
Cutting through a little bit of fat.
Yeah, and boycotting a lot of the major news outlets that a lot of you probably worship.
Whoever.
And you should stop watching and supporting.
Whoever paid for their commercials on Newsmax specifically prior to people recently realizing Newsmax existed. Congratulations. Because you made a good investment. Because they are the worst commercials I've ever seen in my life. And millions of people are seeing them now.
Well, I was getting to that. It's basically like those old 90s. Like every stereotype that you can remember of like old 90s infomercials.
It's like a commercial you would see when you were a kid in like the early 2000s and you were home for the summer and you were watching bullshit on TV in the morning, and these would come on like Eagle Man if you lived in like Illinois. Eagle Man.
Or if you watched like BET like as a kid.
Nah.
And then like late night where it would just be all infomercials.
Oh,
or
I never watched.
Or I forgot what other channels, But I remember
it's like commercials about like Medicare and like hearing aids shit.
But I'm saying it's the same vein.
Ah, yes.
Same sort of style.
They give you hearing aid commercials and they say, "Can you hear this?" And it's like the worst audio commercial like ever.
Yeah.
No one could hear it.
Our favorite new addition to our household is the warm velvety welcome from Joe Namath.
You know this.
Huh?
What? That guy?
Yeah, the health insurance guy.
Yeah, you do it. I don't remember.
What are you waiting for? Come on. Get your health insurance now while you can. We all live in uncertain times. What are you doing? I don't know. I did it pretty bad. Good. But
I like the Trumpy Bear.
Yeah. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. And you know people buy that shit.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not yet, I assume. But that's been a new, I don't know, in our lives, I think there's been a weird 90s resurgence, and it's not even like a conscious decision now that I think about it. What do you think?
I don't know. No.
I mean, we fucking just watched Braveheart.
I had never seen it. Also, it emotionally disturbed the shit out of me. I never want to see fucking Braveheart again. The Patriot, all day long. Braveheart, never again. Freedom! I mean, I get it. But, like, it was a lot more than The Patriot was.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to watch it.
I didn't like it.
Because I was like, oh, she has no idea what she's in for.
No,
right now.
I knew because I was like,
you were like, let's watch this.
I wanted to watch it because my dad loved that movie.
And I know your dad. And I was like, yeah, I'm going
to
watch this.
Well, and now I know why he never like pushed me to watch it, because it's an emotional fucking overload.
Yeah.
It's a good movie for sure. I never want to see it again.
Thanks for your approval. You hear that, Mel?
She Patriot approves. All day long, motherfucker. Freedom.
You still have to watch Apocalypto.
I watched that other one.
What other one?
I don't fucking know.
Have you ever seen Ransom?
Who's
with Mel
it?
Gibson?
I don't know.
Where his child gets taken away?
Why is Mel Gibson is in so many disturbing... Oh, have you ever seen the one where he's frozen?
We talked about this.
Yeah,
right?
We should watch that.
Why?
Because I haven't seen that. That was a movie that I used to watch with my family when I was a kid all the time, and I haven't seen it since I was like probably 10 years old. It's like he was cryo, like frozen. Forever young. It's called Forever Young. We should watch that fucking tonight.
No, we should watch Apocalypto.
No, we're watching Forever Young.
Or Ransom.
Nope, I already decided.
No.
Too late. Sorry.
Nah. Let me see what the... Let's look some popular...
Look up
well,
Forever
the thing,
One.
The thing yeah, about Mel Gibson is that he got canceled, and that's why you can't watch any of his movies anymore.
I want to watch Forever Young.
There's a movie called Conspiracy Theory with Julia Roberts.
Just send me a screenshot of all of these and I'll vet them, but I want to watch Forever Young.
You'll vet them.
Forever Young used to freak me out as a kid, and I actually hated it, but I liked it enough to watch it by myself as like a child. We need to watch that.
He has so many movies on his IMDb that it's just a list. It's not even like pictures. Oh, apparently he's still doing stuff.
Well, I mean, obviously.
I mean, I don't know.
Fuck, you think he just fucking gave up because somebody canceled him? If he did, that would be pretty sad. Then he wouldn't be freedom.
He's in a movie called Fat Man. Oh, that's the Santa movie. Gotcha. Forgot about that.
Oi.
Yeah. I mean, that's new. I think it's in theaters right now.
We also have been watching some interesting TV.
What are we watching?
What are our new shows? I'll tell you. Number one, Should I start with the juicy or the less juicy?
Whatever.
Number one.
Go ahead.
Jack and Ozzy's world tour. Seasons one through what, three?
I don't know.
Fucking good. Jack and Ozzy Osbourne travel the world, mostly America. See weird sights of like pretty much like nuclear shit and atomic bombs because Ozzy likes World War II. And Ozzy's so cute.
Ozzy's a history buff and Jack
is annoying.
Jack is.
Hi, Jack.
I guess you could say.
He's not annoying.
A conspiracy theorist of sorts.
Yes, he's a conspiracy theorist and he pesters his dad, which is why I said he's annoying.
And
so
I
he's
hate
not
using,
really annoying. He just bothers Ozzy enough to make it annoying.
Well, he busts his balls a lot.
Yeah, he's sort of like That's a little, he's just like a little like, bzz, he's like a little fly pestering Ozzy. So he's not annoying to me. He's just annoying in the show.
Yeah. And
it's good though.
I hate using the word conspiracy theorist, but you know, Jack is one of those people that, you know, says, I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's alien. You
it's know, aliens.
Like so that's a funny show.
So
I mean, especially if you're in quarantine, and I'm not even saying, you know, we're in quote unquote quarantine, but I'm just saying if shit's locked down around you and you can't really go anywhere fun, it's fun to watch other people go places.
Honestly, like we're used to traveling. So like it's nice to like just like watch people like they go to Mount Rushmore, they go to fucking Roswell, which I've been to, whatever. But like it's just nice to go and they get like the fucking inside access tours of stuff. And it's like, well, shit, you know, I could have gone to like these places in the last year, even though we were like sort of not going anywhere. And it's nice. It makes you feel like you went somewhere, kind of.
Well, that's the thing.
Because it's like chill.
Well, a lot of the places they go to, it's like, oh, I've driven by there. And it's like, I wish I got the fucking lowdown on all this. So it's cool to like watch them talk to experts and whatnot. I don't know. It's pretty cool. And it's entertaining because it's Ozzy, you know?
I mean, he's so cute and he's so pissy half the time.
I just love watching him wake up in every hotel
and have like a there was a spider on my wall last night and get pissed, or the lights flickered last night, I couldn't sleep a bit,
rock and roll,
or the night they spent in like a camper van RV thing and he was like so disturbed.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's like good living for bands.
I mean,
like us.
Jack told him he got like a RV or whatever. I'm pretty sure he was expecting like a tour bus.
Oh, for sure.
But he grew to like it.
He's the Prince of Darkness.
I don't know. He's just cute.
But since we're speaking of Ozzy, on the same network, we've taken a liking, a rekindling of sorts. And again, another homage to the late 90s. We've been diving back into I'm the dog, the
big bad dog,
the bounty hunter. The bounty hunter.
That show is insanity.
Yeah, bruh. But yeah, it's been nice seeing, it's been nice revisiting that show.
Did you ever watch it?
Like in passing, I wasn't I gotta tune in. I gotta tune in this week.
It's pretty intense.
I just always knew that there was a formula to the show that I didn't like.
What is it?
I mean, I'm not gonna spoil it, but you know, I just didn't like the good feeling parts where he like captures them, and I'm like, yeah, and then he's like, let me tell you,
he wants to help them.
Yeah, and I'm like,
why would you shit on that? That's good.
I just don't want to watch it.
Well, that's nice.
I just wanted to watch him bust through doors with that mullet and bear mace everybody.
I mean, yeah, he doesn't even like carry weapons. He just has this like a fucking bazooka full of fucking bear spray. It's like having a fucking coat you in this shit if you don't comply. I don't know. Wicked. It's weird, but I like what's his wife's name?
Beth.
I like Beth and her big gazangas.
R.I.P.
Oh, is she dead?
Yeah, she died last year.
Of what?
I think breast cancer. I don't remember.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was pretty torn up about it.
I mean,
obviously,
who wouldn't be torn up about those gazangas?
That was it. That was his PIC, man. His partner in crime.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Watching that show kind of makes me feel like I'm in the wrong business.
For sure. I probably shouldn't have said.
What?
I mean,
gazungas?
No. You and I will both be better in a different profession, I'm sure.
I mean,
we don't have to get into
that. We can always get into different streams of income, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can go into politics and I can go into bounty hunting slash booty hunting.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house.
Boom. 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 So during this
what?
2 or so week break, not much has changed.
No, except for I got itchier.
Yeah, you had some of Hades.
Motherfucking whores.
You should give a PSA to all the people out there that don't know.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. So, what the fuck was the first thing? All right. So, I took a supplement. Like, what was it? Over a week ago, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
A week and a half ago. That had something called pine pollen in it. Okay. So I got a little itchy after that on my like forearms. It was weird. I was like, what the fuck? Didn't think anything of it. So I kept taking it because it's supposed to be so good for you. It's adaptogens. It's a pine pollen. I kept getting itchier in the next 3 days. So I stopped taking it. Turns out I have an avocado allergy already and like a tree nut allergy. So it's fucking related to the pine pollen goddamn allergy. So I stopped taking it. 2 days later, I decide I'm going to eat a fucking pomegranate for the first time in my whole life. Increased allergic reaction.
Why is that?
Because I'm fucking allergic to pomegranates. That's in the same group as the goddamn avocados. They are fruits that grow on the tree next to fucking pollen with a waxy exterior, and they grow and they have seeds in them, and it's on the same goddamn list. They have this protein in them that makes me allergic to them. It's a very rare allergy, but I didn't know. So I pretty much have been poisoning myself for the last week. Then yesterday, I realized that the goddamn ointment that I've been putting on, it's all natural, organic, has fucking pollen in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been ruining myself for pretty much 2.5 weeks.
This is true.
Over things I didn't really know I was allergic to, but like totally makes sense. So
what would you tell the listeners to be careful of if they have a avocado allergy?
No one has an avocado allergy. It's like really rare. I know
some people that do.
All right. Well, if you have an avocado allergy, make sure you check your pine pollen or birch pollen allergy, because you're probably allergic to pine nuts, pine pollen, maybe bee pollen. And then extend that to fucking pomegranate.
Which
I wanted to eat because I was like, oh my God, I used to be so into Greek mythology and Persephone loved eating pomegranates and she was given them by Hades. Yeah, she gave them Hades because they're fucking poison.
Which is all the better for me.
Yeah.
Because if anyone knows anything about me, it's that I love pomegranates.
So you went to poison your lover.
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Rest in pomegranates.
That's really good.
Yeah. But Yeah, I don't know. We figured we'd bust out a little quick episode. Nothing crazy going on here. Just kind of keeping our eyes peeled on the world and all that's happening at rapid pace, or as some would call warp speed. And yeah, I don't know. Just figured we'd tune you guys in and what's it called? Urge you to maybe step back and take a look at some of the cool stuff from the 90s while we figure 2020 out.
Watch Uncle Buck. It is like extremely refreshing.
Also, fucking go have Thanksgiving with your family.
Yes, please.
Go have, stop. Okay. Just a little quick before we leave. Go have Thanksgiving with your family. Go have
Don't
Christmas
feed
with
the
your
fear
family.
Machine.
Don't feed the fear machine.
Hug them and love them.
Obviously, if you have people who are at risk of just literally anything.
I mean, don't.
Take into consideration. Be cool. Be clean. Whatever. Wash your hands. Wash your ass.
Yes. Wash, wash, wash. But I spent too long away from my dad for the 6 months before he died. And I regret that tremendously because I wouldn't have given him shit and I would have seen him more. Do it. Because you don't know when they're going to leave you.
And I also regret the past 8 months of my life that I stayed at home where I could have been traveling.
For sure.
So, just, I know some people might jump down my throat.
Don't like, feed the fear.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you this, there's more to it than, oh, it's a virus. Wear your mask. Don't let anybody muzzle you.
Yes.
Because we've been getting that like unsolicited as of lately as well.
I mean, people on work phone calls end them with wear your mask. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to me?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah. And don't let Gene Simmons tell you that, we should mandate masks. Because,
that's like,
hey,
Gene Simmons telling you on the hang up of a phone call, wear your condom.
Yeah. No, it's mandatory that you have to wear your condom.
It's retarded.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
That's the wrong word. It's crazy. And
crazy.
I don't know. Just be cool. Fucking enjoy yourself. Have a, you know, I'm sure we're going to have more episodes before Thanksgiving.
Eat a turkey. It's turkey lurkey time.
Yeah. I don't know. Thanks for tuning in.
That got weird.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. But yeah, that's going to be a wrap for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, please check out the episodes before it. Please subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, comment on the podcast wherever applicable. And if you can, if you want to get involved, you want to talk some shit, head to our Facebook group while Facebook is still a thing at facebook.com/groups/6mpodcast. That's THESIXM podcast. Join our Facebook group.
Sex.
Yep. Join our Facebook group and get involved with the show. As always, being that we don't have a sponsor at the moment, all I'm doing is urging you all, again, as things are changing and rearranging in the online world, seems like a lot of people are pulling away from traditional social media, so all we ask is that you guys follow Serpents US on Spotify. That's just by searching Serpents US. Follow us on Spotify. Throw us on some of your favorite playlists, something that you listen to hopefully every day. That would help us a ton. And while YouTube is still a thing, follow us on YouTube at youtube.com/user/weareserpents. I put out vlogs, at least I try to put out vlogs or live streams or videos just every week. But yeah, that's it. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye. There's some hoes in there.